AC/DC with Dirty Deeds Done Dirty Cheap. It is now 2:08 p.m. and we are starting our CMC Super Show. I am, of course, joined by CMC. How are you doing today?
Good, good. It's always good to be on the show.
Yeah, it's a good day. The weather's getting nice. Got a little bit of wind to keep us cool. The temperature's beginning to rise. So right. Summer's coming out. It's a good time to go out to the golf course. Little nod right there. And then we also have two other guests in the studios. Would you gentlemen like to introduce yourselves to all our listeners?
Hey, everybody. This is EO2 Kyle Graham.
And C2 Francis Cahelli.
And we're going to be talking about some big things that have been happening here in Rota. CMC, you want to start us off?
Yes. Good afternoon, Rota family. CMC Alvarado here, base, Naval Station Rota, Command Master Chief. So just a few announcements here. We had a big announcement on Friday at our fire department. You know, a handful of our firefighters was recognized as Navy Region Europe, Africa, and Central's Fire Department of the Year for medium insulation. There's also some individuals that got recognized for all their hard work. Shout out to ABH2 Kiara Robbins for her selection as Region and CNIC Military Firefighter of the Year. Also recognizing our Fire Inspector of the Year, JJ Cruz, as always. Fire Instructor of the Year, CJ Terlaje, and Civilian Fire Officer of the Year, Battalion Chief, late Daniel Rawson. So we are proud of your service above and beyond, and in some cases, giving the last full measure of devotion to our rural community and our nation. So that's one of my favorite department in installation. They're amazing people. Also talked about, introduced a handful of new family members for fire department. So that's awesome news.
It's always good to have some more people. I know JJ Cruz, my man. I've seen him at the gym almost every day. He's working. Good friend of mine. Hopefully he's enjoying his new award added to the rest of those plaques. But we're also very proud of the service of our entire fire department. We want to give them all the credit because it's one team, one fight. You know, we want to make sure everyone else is getting that shout out as well. So let's just give a little thank you to them. Things happening here in Rota. I know we've just had the pizza festival. Good little time. Got to go see the bands play. Got to eat a little bit of everything, actually.
I did.
Pistachio ice cream.
Yes, I did. Took the family out there Saturday. It was an amazing experience. I think I probably ate about 4 slices. Have to wait, 30 minutes for one of those shops, but it's all worth it. You know me, when I see a long line, not even asking what they sell, so I'm just going to go behind somebody, right? And then figure out while I'm online. So that's what happened. But it was great. Amazing pizza festival. And Domino's was out there too, right? So didn't see Made in South, I believe. Yeah, I didn't see them there. I was expecting to that they're going to be there, but they're not there. So, amazing experience. Great for kids as well. So everybody's just hanging out for about an hour or two. And then a little train that goes around a couple of blocks. And then we went elsewhere. So it was great.
Yeah, you always like to see the little train. Yeah. Honestly, I tried getting my wife to get on it. But for some reason, she just doesn't want to. And I'm just like, come on. It's a Rota experience. I mean, we got to do it eventually, right? What about you two gentlemen? Did you guys do anything for the festival?
To be honest, I didn't even end up going to the festival, but I do know of the train that you speak of. It goes by my house and plays the horn every 10 minutes. So it's a really enjoyable part of my day, and I get a good laugh out of it, and my cat gets a good scare out of it. So.
Oh, poor cat, poor cat. I mean, yeah, it pretty much covers basically everything that happened during the weekend. I know there's been a few other things that we're going to continue to talk about during our CMC Super Show, but you're just going to have to stick around and find out after we play a bit more music. We got some Toxicity by System of the Down right here on AFN Rota. Love some good old Toxicity here on AFN Radio. We are continuing our CMC Super Show. with, of course, CMC and a couple of CBs here to give us a little bit more information about themselves. You wanted to question them, right, CMC?
That is correct. So usually whenever I have a guest on the show, I'll ask them before we call them Take Five, right? This is really asking you where you're from and introduce yourself to everybody, all our listeners. And first question will be EO2, Graham, who are you and where are you from?
Yes, thanks, Master Chief. My name is EO2 Graham, and I am from Randolph, Vermont.
Vermont, okay. CE2?
How's it going, everybody? CE2 Kahele, and I'm from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Yeah. All right. And then family, any of you married, kids?
No,
so
Master
single
Chief.
Out here. So offline, we were talking about how long you guys been here. So starting with you, CE2, how long you been in ROTA?
Master Chief, I've been out here for about 3 years now, getting ready to PCS here in a few months. And I enjoy my time out here very much.
So now, after this, so how long you been in the Navy, though?
Master Chief, I've been in the Navy for about 3 years, starting from May.
So this is really, ROTA is your first. Lucky you.
I guess so. That's what everybody tells me, Master Chief.
That's good. So now, for you, EO2, how long you been in the Navy, and how long you been in ROTA?
Yeah, I've been in the Navy for a little under 11 years now. I've been in ROTA for the past 2 years, and I'm enjoying the good weather. I came from Mississippi, so wasn't blessed to have ROTA as my first, but it was still hot. That's a guarantee. So.
All right. So now, hobbies. What do you guys do? You know, you're off time, off work. You know, when you get to your room, your houses, what do you do?
So my hobbies, I like just being outside. I like traveling. Gone out to see Scotland for a little bit, little Ibiza, and the north coast of Spain there, up near Santander. So traveling is definitely one of the best things I've found out here, and it brings me good peace on my off time. So.
That's good. See you too.
My hobbies, being from Hawaii, is a little different. You know us, we like our sunlight, sit on a beach and drink or something like that, maybe get some good food. But that's really much it for me. I'm just an outdoors kind of guy. I like to relax.
Just chill, yeah?
Yep.
All right, so now, best experience since you're reporting here in Spain. It could be local culture, food, you know, whatever it is, like your best memorable experience in Spain. What is it?
So my favorite experiences has probably always been going down to Marbella, Malaga area, getting in touch with all the people from Gibraltar, listening to all the British accents, and that's where I met my girlfriend as well. So that's probably so far my running best experience in Spain.
Okay.
My best experience is probably my little trip down to Barcelona. I had a pretty good time out there, but as for memory, it's probably not so much there. It was all late nights.
Hey, if you are not, you know, taking advantage of travel opportunity while you're out here in ROTA or even there in Europe, right, as a whole, then you're missing out. So make sure some of you that have not traveled listening right now, if you have not traveled anywhere and you've been here more than 4 months, go talk to these two guys, our guests, and they'll give you some, you know, spots to check out.
Yeah, and now that we've taken a little bit more time to dig a bit deeper into your guys' background, give us a little peek into your daily life and what is the work of a public works CB?
Yeah, so it depends on who you ask here at Public Works. We're really the Swiss Army knife of what happens on this base. So if you asked me that question, I could tell you I dabble a little bit in the transportation aspect. I'm the Navista ROTA license examiner, and I also, you know, I schedule cranes. I schedule contracted services for the ships down there on the pier. I really do a little bit of everything.
So as an EO, explain to our listener what an EO is and what you do.
Right. So as an EO, the rating stands for equipment operator. Primarily, it depends on the command, but primarily you'll be expected to transport all the vertical construction you see, such as bulldozers, graders, any construction equipment that has an engine and tracks or wheels, typically an equipment operator is behind there. So,
all right, that's a good transition to CE2.
Yeah, public works CVs as a CE, it's a lot. Like Graham said over here, we're like an octopus. We got our hands in everything from transportation, cranes, doing cable, shore power, building maintenance, all that type of stuff. It just really depends for your day-to-day. So whatever is critical is the first thing we're going to tackle, and then we'll just move from there.
All right, so for you, EO2, Graham, how long was A school?
For me, Master Chief, my A school was only 3 months. There's about 12 to 18 platforms of equipment that you learn in those 3 months. So you have to be pretty sharp and learn quick and learn
it's
on the
fly.
It's not
easy, yeah.
No.
How about for CE, similar?
Yeah, CEs are similar out there in Texas. It's a grueling one. It gets hot over there. You got to climb poles. It's a lot of transitioning, learning about electricity, and a lot of math, too. So you got to be well prepared for that and stay on your game.
All right. I know EO2 have briefly discussed about his day-to-day task and requirement for the job, right, all the certification. Let's talk about the importance of public works mission, unclassified. There's some, but not really, not in secret what you guys do, because everything in the installation, right, we rely heavily on public works department. And that's you right. Guys are the facility managers, and, you know, trouble calls, then your team actually receive those calls and go out and troubleshoot and repair, right? So let's talk about that.
Yeah, I think you basically covered it, CMC. Any installation you go into, your AC, anything you look into these installations, you know, NAVFAC plays a small unsung part in all that, and making sure that those systems for everybody is up to date and the facilities are working as they should. So. As I stated earlier, I think it's a real unsung role that we have that a lot of people kind of overlook, you know, because they get lost in their day-to-day responsibilities. So,
yeah, and that's true, right? Because you guys work behind the scene, right? Nobody kind of know who you are, but we do, because we rely heavily on all of you to execute mission. You know, you have a big part of why Rota is one of the best installation globally, right?
Right.
Because of your team, including our local nationals that work with you hand by hand, right? So I appreciate all your effort. I appreciate all the work that you guys put in daily. And I know all our listeners kind of understand what you guys do, because they see you guys from Pier 1 to family housing to, yeah. Hey, you lose lights or power, yeah. Guess what, right? Who are they going to blame,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So that's really everything from any water supplies to power, electricity to Pier 1, all that support. That's all NAVFAC, PWD guys taking charge, right? And even then, you know, you all manage the beautification effort in on base,
mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah. I appreciate you. All right, shifting to recently, the public works to shift public works under Naval Station Rota. Operationally, back in the days, a few years back, operationally work hand in hand under ICO, Installation Commanding Officer. But as of February 22nd, 2026, you know, last month, right, approximately 1,700 personnel in Facilities Management and Environmental Services Division who previously worked for Naval Facilities Engineering Systems Command, NAVFAC, now work directly for Installation Commanding Officer, okay? So this change gives base commanders the authority to make local decisions on infrastructure and services needed to accomplish their mission, right? So it's important. Discuss it. You have great team. I do talk with, you know, PWO, amazing officer, engineer officer, and so is, you know, chief, screen senior chief, Mikey Griffith, right? Awesome guy, right? And then, of course, you have all the local nationals and our GSs that work, deputy PW, PWO is over there too, and new folks that just recently reported. So amazing team. And it's really, you know, making sure that Installation can better support global and global naval operation by being a more resilient and agile platform. So recently we had CB Ball. Last minute change, but you know what? You guys executed, right? So let's talk about the CB birthday and its importance to CB, CBs everywhere.
Yeah, so... shout out to La Plaza first and foremost for making that quick adjustment on the fly, and we truly couldn't have made it happen without you guys. So if anybody's listening from La Plaza, huge shout out to them. As it pertains to the CB's birthday, it truly means a lot to me. I was on the previous committee that had to make that adjustment on the fly, and it truly means a lot, and it says a lot about the CB committee as a whole, or community as a whole, when you have to make that minor adjustment. And I'd say it's just a reminder to how resilient and agile the CBs have always been. I think there's a lot of great history and tradition before us, a lot to speak on. Obviously, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I think the CB's birthday is just a real good nod to that. And of course, the drinks help a lot. But there's a lot of great traditions that we uphold and we like to show out. So I think if we take one day for ourselves, I think it's just an amazing day. So
yeah, and tracking, right? Being in Rota, CB's has been part of this base from day one.
That's right.
So there's a lot of history way back when we started, back in 1953, and then 57, you know, building facilities start being built, right? So CBS has always been part of Rota community since day one. So I appreciate all our CBS out there, retired and active. So thank you for all that you do.
And don't forget everybody who came out to support. I know you guys are doing your ticket sales, trying to like drum up some money to make a good little adventure. And honestly, if you haven't been to a CB ball, I've been to one back at, where was I? I was in San Diego. It was my first one. I had no idea. Seaman Brown just like walking around and just like, it was just a party and it was great. You get to feel the tradition, the culture, the fun little things that you guys talk about that you get to bring us into. It was just a great time, and again, if you haven't been to one, I highly recommend it. You got to go to at least one in your military career. Great guys. Shout out to CE2 Abrams, who a good friend of mine from San Diego. But other than that, we're actually going to be transitioning to a little bit more music. I've been trying to decide on what song we wanted to play, but since you guys were so welcoming in your CB ball, I got to play a little bit of Creed with Arms Wide Open. Ooh. As we transition into a bit of a break. Finger 11 with Paralyzer. It is now 2:37 p.m. and we're continuing on with the CMC Super Show. Of course, we have our base CMC as well as two new guests who, I mean, Master Chief, you want to interview them, right?
That is correct. So... good afternoon, Rota listeners. In front of me, I have two other CBs from 22 NCR Naval Construction Regiment CBs, right? So first, introduce yourself. How long have you been in Rota?
How's it going, everybody? This is EO1 DeGroat. I've been in Rota for 3 years now.
Afternoon, all. I'm EO Maznicki. I've been in Rota for about 1 year.
All right, so... previous guests that we have, EO2 and CE2, we talked about Take 5. Ask them 5 questions. First question for both of you. What is your coolest experience in the Navy as a CB?
I think for me, it's been able to do line haul operations both in Afghanistan and Iraq. I was fortunate enough to be able to take part in both. And, you know, I take that with me everywhere to be able to do something that cool in the Navy.
For me, it's the places I've been and the opportunities that have been afforded to me because of that. I know my last deployment with Battalion, I had a chance to go to Bethlehem on December 24th, which was a pretty awesome experience. And the other one, I was stationed out in Fort Leonard Wood, which is where both of our A schools are at, actually. and I had the opportunity to be the color guard for an AFC championship game. Got to stay and watch the Bengals beat the Chiefs.
Nice. All right. So for our listeners, what is an EA?
So an EA is an engineering aid. Just to kind of keep it basic, we mostly do a lot of construction surveying. There are a few other things we do, such as computer-aided drafting and design, and then materials testing. That's essentially the basics of the rate.
Okay, so designer, pretty much.
Designer, surveyor, and materials tester.
Okay, good. Because we have EO2 earlier, so he kind of explained the rate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, second question. How many countries have you traveled to as part of your work as a CB? Give and take.
Lord,
a lot. Because for you, for CBs, you guys deployed and you visit countries.
So personally for myself, I've been deployed 6 times. And then within those deployments, I think I've been to like around 20 countries. So a lot of traveling, a lot of moving. Got to see a lot of the world.
But it's also work. Like you actually put in work. It's not like you're on a cruise.
No, putting in work. Always boots on the ground. Whether like line haul,
building stuff. Yeah,
building.
Moving.
We're always on the ground. Always moving.
Okay.
You got me beat. I'd say I'm about probably around an even dozen, maybe. But I know most of the countries I've been to have been a part of like 2-2 NCR so far. I've been doing a lot of traveling so far. I have got a lot more traveling coming up too.
Okay, third question. What is something you've worked on or built that you've been the proudest of?
I think so far for me, because now I've been kind of regulated to behind the computer scene in Embark. But recently we had some service members in Lithuania that passed, and I was brought in to help get all the equipment and gear from the UCTs over there to Lithuania to help bring them home. So that strikes a nerve and really is one of the prouder moments of my career.
Great. Yeah, you won.
I kind of have to go back to just being at the A school, being able to be an instructor for almost 4 years, being an NMT. It gave me a chance to really kind of help force multiply. It just kind of reminds me of, if I don't know how many people are aware of it or remember it, but Admiral McRaven's speech where you want to change like 10 people's lives. And I've been able to do that with probably a few hundred because of where I was at.
That's great. Right. That's good to know. And then fourth question, what does being a CB mean to you and why is the CB birthday so important? Did you even attend a CB birthday ball that we moved last minute?
I personally did not. I had family things to attend to, but
I did not either. Not this year.
But I know I heard that they rocked it, and with all the ongoing conflicts, they were able to move it and have it.
Make it happen,
It was great. That's all we do is we get hit with roadblocks, and we move it on. You know, the difficult, we do it once. The impossible just takes a little bit longer.
Yeah, you kind of, that's a good way to put it.
What's being a CB mean to you?
Being a CB, what it means to me is just important, you know, it's been told to me early on is like we're there to win over hearts and minds. You know, we go into a place, we're either building a school or parking lot or a road that needs to be built. And like everywhere you go, usually 9 times out of 10, like the country love us, the citizens, you know, we're there to help instead of, you know, whatever else there may be. Like we're there. We're usually a bright light and, you know, sometimes in a difficult time.
That's a good way to put that as well. Besides obviously being a career, it's definitely kind of helped me change into the person I am now. I mean, I joined at 18 years old. I had no idea what an EA was when I originally chose the rate, spoiler alert. And well, just being able to kind of be one, be in the CBs, being able to deploy to a handful of different countries, make a difference in a handful more. I know being able to go to a bunch of different countries and really kind of help out the local populace, it's been awesome.
That's good. And then last question. If CBs had a theme song, what would it be and why?
It's funny.
I'm pretty sure you have, every single one of you have one,
we
right?
We definitely have a theme song. It's really important to us.
Yeah.
But yeah, like we have that song and we love it. I mean, it sums it up so perfectly.
The CB song is definitely our theme song.
That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I love it. Every time, you know, I'm around CBs, especially on the khaki level, man, they brag about it and, you know, party-wise or just gathering and, you know, talked about it and they sing. And I'm trying to catch up with them. So I have a cheap seat at the time. So that's great.
Yeah, and I'm not going to have you guys sing it live on the radio. I mean, we got good music to play. Up next, we're taking a bit of a break, and then we'll be right back to dive a little bit more into your guys' career, into what you do here in Rota. But right now, we got some Jimi Hendrix with All Along the Watchtower. And we are back at 2:48 p.m. to continue on with our interview with 22NCR and our special guest, CMC, or should I say the head of the show, seeing how it is yours. We're going to dive right back in, and we want to talk a little bit more about your guys' command role and mission.
All right. Let's talk about your overall mission for 22NCR here in Rota.
I go with a lot of synchronization, integration of any kind of mostly naval engineering assets that we have for the Naval Construction Force. We will occasionally have inter-service relationships. I know we have some Marines that are going to be helping us out on an upcoming exercise here. I don't think they've left yet, but I believe they will be leaving somewhat soon to help out somewhere down in Africa.
Okay.
Mostly C2, truth be told, Master Chief.
Yeah, true. All right, and how Naval Station Rota assists 22NCR with its mission?
So it helps us greatly. So I'm in the embark department to help our subordinate units get all their gear where they need to go. And, you know, without the Fleet Logistics Center here, it greatly expands my ability to get our gear where it needs to go and then get through all the logistical and customs issues that will arise with us being over here in Europe instead of in the States.
Okay, let's talk about your job, specific rate, a specific role and responsibility, starting with you.
Well, because I do a whole lot of that traveling, Master Chief, I tend to go down and try to fill in some gaps, kind of put a puzzle together, figure out what's going down in specific countries to see if there's any work for our battalion or for our underwater construction teams. I know the most recent one was to Gabon to check out like a pier and a wharf, try to see if there was any work for a UCT or battalion to help the Gabonese Navy kind of rebuild, maybe not rebuild, but keep their naval mission like going with everything that happens in the Gulf of Guinea.
Okay. Anything else to add?
Yeah, and for me, it's just getting everything to all the gear where it needs to go. Every country that we go to seems to have just a little bit different nuances, so it's not
different
easy.
Requirements.
It's not easy copy and paste.
Custom,
every time you're going somewhere new, you try to copy what you can, but then there's just new things that you have to figure out and work through all those issues. And, you know, above all, it's mission first.
Okay. Now, last question for both of you. As an EA, how long is your A school?
14 weeks.
14 weeks. And then usually for EO is about 3 months?
Yeah, 10 weeks. Yeah, about 10 weeks.
10 weeks? Yeah. Okay, good. All right, well, Naval Station Rota is committed to supporting the religious and spiritual needs of you and your family. So now we're going to go over some community updates that I have. Mm-hmm. First off, NFAS update. So all Navy service members are directed to review and update your NFAS profiles. And then ad hoc sign up. If you haven't signed up for one or haven't updated it for a while, please log in to your OneNet Asset computers and update your information. And then, of course, we do have mental wellness support from Fleet and Family Support Center. They do have a variety of virtual fleet and family support programs to provide you with remote training and personal support counseling, whether on land or at sea. So check them out. Either in person or limited social media posts. And then, of course, we do have Headspace. It's a mental wellness and confidential personal mental health coaching app. I did download the app, Headspace, and then I registered and then put in my DOD ID number, and I was able to take advantage of all the functionalities of the app, what the app has to offer. So check it out. You can learn more and sign up through a variety of flyers around the installation. And then for the we do have a tenant satisfaction survey. And all our base housing resident, family housing, if you have not received the email, please let me know and then I'll forward it to y'all. But our housing team have sent that survey out. Please do so. You do have it until May 1st. Okay, this is the primary way to we get feedback to continue to improve base housing facilities and also our UH residents. Now, last thing for me to really, before we wrap up, spring break is coming up, right? So make sure that you check your car and all the documentation you need to prior planning for your trip, okay? Every command have a different unofficial tracker, so get with your security manager for your command to make sure that you have verified or plan and review the foreign clearance guide and also all the requirements that you need just in case. Some of them might have a change of travel advisory, so make sure before you fly out, check those websites to make sure you guys are good to go. And then make sure you enroll on STEP Smart Travel Notification as well, which we call it STEP, okay? And then, the wrap up.
I mean, basically wrapping everything up, there's just one more thing I want to add. We've got to make sure, be safe today, St. Patty's Day. If you guys are going out,
right,
you guys are having fun, make sure you guys have someone who is driving you. If you guys are walking, if you're using the taxi, whatever service it might be, again, just stay safe. You don't want a DRB, trust me, and you just want to come home to a nice, relaxing bed after a good night out. But other than that, wrapping things up, just want to thank our CBs. If there's anything else that you two wanted to add, say, shout out to anybody?
I just want to shout out to my wife and kids, I think, that are listening. Daddy loves you and be home soon.
I'll do the same. Shout out to my wife. I'm not sure if she is. I kind of doubt it, but in case she is, yeah, hi.
All right. Don't drink and drive. Enjoy your make sure you have a plan tonight, right? Get a taxi if you need to. But I'll see you all on the deck plates.
All right. Thank you, CMC. And thank you all for listening. But worry not, we still got some more music to play as we close out and almost close out the hour. We got a little bit of Chad Kroger with Hero.